independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Josh Beard and Paul Gallant in for Joel and Jeremy. We have Brendan Riley behind the glass. Hope you've been enjoying this substitute edition of the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Couple texts in, most hated athletes. Antonio Brown's got to be up there. But more so, I think I hated the people that supported Antonio Brown. The people that constantly wanted to give Antonio Brown chance number 300 million.
Yeah, I don't hate him. I just feel bad for him. Like, I think he's just got some rough stuff going on.
I do not feel any sympathy for him. I think he's a horrible person. John Stockton, yeah. Jeff Hornacek.
I have no ties to the 90s Rockets, so I don't hate them as much as other people do. My wife can't stand Stockton or Malone.
Everyone hated the Jazz. It's funny, like, going up in Seattle, too, everyone in Seattle hated the Jazz. Yep. It's really funny. And I love any Vernon Maxwell shade that can be thrown their way. So keep those coming. We might continue that conversation. Someone texted in Pat Beverly and Draymond Green. I love them, but yeah, Beverly a little less so. There's been too much Beverly on ESPN the last couple of days.
I'll keep giving it to me.
Richard Sherman, another one. I would like to see Richard Sherman on TV, but I remember I actually like broke the story low-key of why am I saying low-key like I'm Billy from Pardon My Take? I remember I was on the air and I feel like found out like he got arrested for like a pretty awful situation that should have been DUI plus, but ultimately ended up just being like a domestic disturbance. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. It is that time, guys. It's 2:00. It's time for a little game that we like to call Who Said It? The premise of the game. A quote is read to us and we have to determine who on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 said it. Brendan Riley, behind the glass, take it away.
So it is a special edition this week with, you know, you guys in for Joel and Jeremy. And I thought, why not take everything from our own show? Every quote will either be Joel, Jeremy, or myself. And Paul, since the last time you've done this, we did have to change the rules a little bit to make this a little bit more fun.
Okay.
You cannot pick who the other person picks.
Yeah. You have to pick somebody different.
And there are only 5 questions. As the defending champ, Josh is going to get to go first here.
I have won. I am the reigning defending champion. I've successfully defended my crown twice now. I defended it once against Joel, and then I defended against both Joel and Jeremy teamed up together.
Despite that, I would still argue Paul has home court advantage here.
That's fair.
You know, working for the station.
Well, that means I have more time to listen to the station.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
But, you guys understand the rules?
I understand the rules.
Understand.
All right, quote number one. My favorite thing about my wife is that she likes the AC in the upper 60s at night.
It's Joel Blank.
That's it?
100%. what am I supposed to say? It's 100% Joel. It doesn't sound like... I'm going to base this off of, unless I actually heard it, I'm going to base this off of...
Jeremy likes to be cozy at night.
I'm going to base this off of syntax, grammar, and sentence structure. That doesn't sound like the way Jeremy would say that. It doesn't. So I'm gonna say that was Joel Blank.
All right. Well, I mean, there's only other...
Well, I am an option.
Oh, I forgot about that. Uh-oh.
But I don't think you're married.
But you don't know.
No, I know you're not
Pretty
married.
Pretty sure I know.
Yeah, I know you're not married.
I don't see no rings. So, I mean, you stepping out, Brendan Riley, today. Just kidding. Well, I have to go with Jeremy here, right? Based off the rules of the game.
I'm not fully confident.
I think everybody should feel this way, by the way, about air conditioning. You should have it in the 60s at night.
What?
Oh, yeah.
In the 60s?
Yes.
No. Yes. No, that's too... We keep it at 77 during the day.
You're in a two-story place, though. That's true. That's a little
different. We keep it at 72 at night. It feels good.
It's warm. So we're going with Jeremy?
I have no choice, yeah. I'm going with Jeremy. Unless Brendan Riley pulls the stutter of all stutters. Hey, I'm married,
By
guys.
The way, I got married over the weekend.
What a way to announce it.
My favorite thing about my wife is that she likes the AC in the upper 60s at night. I love that about her.
I'm curious as to how Joel feels about that and how Joel's wife feels about that, too.
You know what I'm really disappointed in myself is after I said Joel, I think I remember having this exact conversation with Jeremy one time. About keeping the temperature in the upper 60s at night.
Damn, bro.
I was really hoping to trick one of you into picking me, because that would have been great.
I became slightly less sure afterwards. And then Josh was like, no, you're not married. I was like, all right, good. He hasn't been married in the last.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm an idiot.
I feel like I would have noticed for the last couple of weeks.
I think you're probably right.
Maybe, but I don't know. I am pretty oblivious at times.
All right. That's true. 1-0 lead for Paul. Question number two.
Okay.
You cannot be analytical or a numbers guy if you don't know how old you are.
Okay.
That sounds like Jeremy.
I think this took place yesterday because I remember on my way out that Joel and BK were talking and I was asking about the ages of everybody on the wheelhouse because I miss being the baby of the station. I miss being the youngest guy. It was fun for a while. And now I'm 33 and I think I'm like towards the top. And I remember BK, when I asked him how old he was, says, I think I'm 28. So I'm guessing that this was, because it was right at the start of the Killer Bees, was something that Joel was giving BK grief for. So I'm going to say it was Joel.
I'm just going to say Jeremy. I know it was Joel. I was trying to throw him off a little bit. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to say Brendan, just because I already know it's Joel.
I feel like you cannot be analytical or a numbers guy if you don't know.
Oh,
how
this
old
is
you
bad.
Are.
This was not yesterday. In fact,
it wasn't.
Was like a month ago.
Oh wow!
Really?
Okay.
It wasn't quite that long ago. This was at the Keyshawn event, actually. Jeremy had forgotten how old he was.
I've sadly never had that happen. I think I'm always aware of one thing.
I don't think that's sad. It's my sad age. The first time that happens.
I'd like to forget my age, though. You definitely feel it. I mean, this morning I woke up. So yeah. I've been sleeping on an air mattress. I'm still waiting to move the last things from my old apartment to my new condo. And I woke up this morning. It's all hardwood floors in this place. And I have the worst plantar fasciitis now. It's awful. Like, it hurts.
Because you're old. I told you. You're going to start falling apart. Yeah.
It's awful. And anyway, so yeah, I wish I forgot my age.
All right. So that's a 2-0.
Oh man, this is bad
for Jeremy.
This is really bad.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. Whoa,
wow, Freudian.
I don't know
flip.
How that came out.
You're
wow.
At -1 right now.
That's okay. Josh has scored like 2 total points in somehow has championships
because it's all about defense, baby.
All right, number 3. I wouldn't do 7 hours of radio with Jesus Christ. And this is to Josh.
Man, I feel like
I agree with whoever said that. Be so sanctimonious. Ooh, I turned water into wine. Remember that back in the day?
I feel like this is one person, but I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say this was you, Brendan. I'm going to say this was you. I kind of feel like this is a very Jeremy thing to say, but I feel like he's throwing us for a loop on this one. I'm going to say Brendan. This is for all the marbles. Like, the game's essentially over if
Jeremy
I don't get this one.
Jeremy is a broadcast professional. Would he dare to take the Lord's name in vain? The voice of the Houston Cougars on the radio?
Yeah, I think so. For something like that, yeah.
I think it was Joel.
I think it was Jesus Christ for 7 hours.
Okay. Just not radio.
You could borrow exactly. Paul's shoes and Paul Gallant's shoes and feel like you fit right in.
What do you call those things?
The Jerusalem Cruiser.
I love yes. that. It is really. I laugh every single time that Joel calls my Birkenstocks the Jerusalem.
The Jerusalem.
That is incredible.
All right, let's
that
see
was
if
a
I
big get there. That's 2-1 now. This yeah, might be one of the more epic battles we've this. Had.
I got to pull off the reverse sweep, baby. Let's
I'm going to blow this.
Well, Paul, you have a chance to keep Josh out of it entirely on his own. He doesn't even have a chance if you get this one right. Number 4.
Okay.
I enjoy what I did for play, so my 20s flew by.
Brendan's still in his 20s. I'm not sure Jeremy Branham is out. I think I'm
he's
a year
out.
Older than Jeremy.
He's out of his 20s, yeah.
Talking about it in that way, it's got to be Joel.
I'm going to go with Jeremy. If he's going Joel, I have to go Jeremy here. And I don't feel great about this.
I enjoy what I did for play, so my 20s blew by.
Hey, no, not
stole that bell from you.
I will tell you, I'm 29. I thought this was a really good quote for leaving it in play for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
when you're a birthday guy, and by birthday guy, I mean I look on Facebook occasionally to remember when people's birthdays are. By the way, didn't I miss your birthday this week?
You still didn't wish me a happy birthday. That's the worst thing you could possibly say.
Wow. And you didn't rig this game against him?
No, you know what's crazy?
Wow.
You know what's crazy? Now I feel bad. That was this week, wasn't it? I remember thinking this to myself. I was like, it's Brendan's birthday. Was it this week?
Yeah. I don't even care.
Wednesday?
Yes. It's just funny. Damn you it. Said, I look to remember, and you didn't even say
but I forget.
Happy birthday, Brendan. Thank I've you. Still happy said birthday. It before Paul did.
Well, Paul's won, but we're going to do number 5 to have some fun.
Okay.
I can't believe you took the belt from me.
It's a little bit different because you guys are picking from 3 people. Normally, we're picking from the full station. Yeah.
It's process of elimination, right?
Yeah, it's difficult.
But we've never had all 5 correct, I don't believe.
So
this is a big one.
Okay.
If you have a problem with the wave, you don't like life.
That's Jeremy Branham.
Could you repeat that one more time?
If you have a problem with the wave, you don't like life.
Yeah, no way Joel would say this. So I'm going to say it was Brendan.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What's the problem with the wave? Why does that annoy you so much? People are having a good time. You just must not like life.
That was a good battle.
Yeah.
Man.
3-2. 3-2.
Man, I can't believe I lost the belt like this. I thought for sure it was going to be in some glorious knockdown dragout against Joel and Jeremy again, but I just lost the freaking belt to Paul.
I don't know how we do this next week. We were planning on having you come back until you lost to one.
Well, not well. I don't not now. It's got
to
be Paul now. He
I
took the belt
you
from
to
me.
Defend.
I'm sorry.
In you.
We should have rigged it against Paul because he didn't say happy birthday.
I should have said it. I've been bad with this recently. You know, one of my extremely close friends / someone that I was in something with. Reason that this person and I don't talk anymore and have not talked in a really long time. Actually, no, we spent a long time without talking. The reason was because I forgot her
You birthday. Forgot her birthday? That's awful.
And I legitimately, forgot. And, I mean, what do you do?
What was
do you
the
say?
Last time you said happy birthday to me, Paul?
Damn. Now I feel bad.
I don't care. I don't like birthdays.
Push notifications. I never go on Facebook, but I have push notifications turned on for Facebook to remember birthdays.
I do too, yeah.
And sometimes I check it, but I don't always check it. And I wish I remembered it. I used to be on Facebook so much, I would be relying on it, but now I never go on it. So anyway.
You never have to sing happy birthday to me, or you never have to say happy birthday to me
Josh,
again.
Josh, it's you sang, your birthday.
You sang Creed at a karaoke bar for my birthday one time,
That's
so you
true.
Never have to say happy birthday
That's true.
To me
again. I'm very good at Creed for karaoke, by the way. If you ever go to T-Bones in the Heights on a Saturday, you might see me. Shout out to my guys over there. All right, it is the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm taking a look at the rundown here, which Brendan put together. What is this? What is?
You told me you wanted me to build it.
Okay. I don't have words right now. You know what? I'm a professional. I'm going to do it as the rundown says. You'll find out what it is next.